USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Fallout continues in Rochester, New York, behind the death of a black man after a police encounter. 41-year-old Daniel Prude died in March, but the incident just came to light this week after body camera video of the encounter went public. The autopsy report ruled Prude's death a homicide, listing the cause as complications of asphyxia and the setting of physical restraint. Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren took action against the 7 officers involved.
I am suspending the officers in question today against the advice of counsel, and I urge the Attorney General to complete her investigation.
The officers will be suspended with pay. On Wall Street today, the Dow closed down nearly 808 points, the NASDAQ off 598, the S&P 500 down nearly 126. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyroot. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my 4 children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have informally agreed to pursue a clean, short-term stopgap measure to avert a government shutdown at the end of the month. The tentative deal, according to The Hill, also means the government funding bill and a new coronavirus relief package would not be part of the same talks between Mnuchin and Pelosi. That means the continuing resolution needed to keep government open beyond September 30th would be free of policy riders that have gummed the works of previous funding measures. A white history professor at the George Washington University in Washington, D.C., fessed up to falsely claiming that she was black. Jessica Krug said online that she is actually white and Jewish, but that she has, quote, built her life on a violent anti-black lie. Krug wrote that throughout her adult life, she claimed to have North African, African American, and Caribbean heritage. Krug actually hails from the suburbs of Kansas City. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An arrest has been made from when Kentucky Senator Rand Paul claimed that he was attacked on the streets of Washington, D.C. The details from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Washington, D.C. police have arrested a man in Florida who they say was near Senator Rand Paul last week and pushed a police officer after President Trump's acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention. According to the Justice Department, the man from Orlando, Florida, was arraigned in D.C. Superior Court on one count of assault of a law enforcement officer. He was released on his own recognizance. Carrie Kupchak with the Justice Department says the investigations will continue.
Well, the Department of Justice is assisting in those investigations, and we are investigating coordinated criminal activity related to riots, destruction of federal property, assault of federal law enforcement officers. We obviously don't prosecute ideology or groups, but we certainly prosecute and certainly investigate.
One man, 27-year-old Ander Christensen, was on a mission Monday. He went to his city council in Lincoln, Nebraska, to rename boneless chicken wings.
Number one, nothing about boneless chicken wings actually come from the wing of a chicken. We would be disgusted if a butcher was mislabeling their cuts of meats, but then we go around and pretending as though the breast of the chicken is its wing. Number two, boneless chicken wings are just chicken tenders, which are already boneless.
His father sits on the city council. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.